Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Oh, no. Most embarrassing moment when you needed help. I was on vacation in Hawaii. Didn't make it to the bathroom in time for number two.
Oh, had to
ask my in-laws to bring me back to the house for a change of clothes.
Oh, no. God,
that's so embarrassing.
Oh, I was in Arizona for the Phoenix Open. Maybe overserved myself. Went to the store for more beer. Tried to pull case from the bottom of the grocery cart and fell under the cart.
No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, my. They're like, ma'am, sir, you need to leave.
Holy embarrassing. Taking off sports bras. They should be outlawed. Is that a challenge?
Oh, God, you can really pull something because they're real tight and you have to pull them up over your head.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm always like, something always hurts. Oh, God.
When I was in second grade, I peed my pants out on the playground. So my dear friend Heidi walked right behind me for the rest of the day. I was too embarrassed to tell the teacher.
Oh, that's a good friend.
That is a great friend. I hope you're still connected, right? I got trapped inside the car wash at a gas station. I called the wrong store first, and then when I called the right store, nobody answered. After 5 minutes, I got out of my car, hit the emergency exit button, went inside the store, lost my mind on the people working. They all just looked at me like I was insane. I'm still mad about it. It was 6 years ago.
You were stuck in a car wash. I get it.
Oh.
That's a lot of anger to hold on to for that long.
Think about all those things that look like tentacles coming at you. I'd be scared to death.
I know, right?
When I was pregnant, I went to take a bath and I laid down on the bottom of the tub. And for some reason, the curve of my back completely created a suction to the bottom of the tub.
No.
I had to yell for my husband and he literally had to pry me out of the tub as I had a huge plate-sized hickey on my back for the next few weeks.
No way.
That is what the suction.
I just thought you were going to get down there and you couldn't get up, which I was giggling about. But when you're physically stuck to the tub,
right?
I'm sorry.
I got my butt stuck in a bucket and it took a couple people to get me out.
Oh, God. Have you ever had to pee in a bucket? No. Okay.
No.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, so you've been stuck in a bucket.
My butt has been there and I thought it was going to be stuck and I got it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. When we lived in Alaska, we had like a small boat and it was either off the side or in a bucket.
Oh. I was prepping for a colonoscopy while on the toilet. I started having a panic attack and my husband had to come into the bathroom and calm me down since I had no control of myself at that point. In all ways, it was so embarrassing.
Oh no, please just love me.
That is love.
That it really is.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're all there for each other like that. Yep.
When my parents ripped completely while grocery shopping, I had to call my dad to bring me a pair of his pants. Oh, my pants ripped completely while grocery shopping.
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I had a big mole or something on my back. Asked my kids to look. It was in a spot I could not see. Got an appointment to check it out. It was a Band-Aid that was in my bed that stuck onto my back.
And your kids just didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
These are just wonderful.
Oh, they're so good.
Thank you for sharing your embarrassment. We're not laughing at you.
No.
With you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yes, totally with you.